beat. This is Disability Beat, a public affairs program for and about people with disabilities. It's about social justice, community supports, inclusion, accessibility, freedom, and choice. My name is Vicki Nicewander, and I'm the host of this program and also the parent of a fantastic young woman with a disability.
The views and opinions expressed here are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of WEFT, its board of directors, associate station manager, or Prairie Air Incorporated.
Stay tuned for an interview with Melissa Pappas, Executive Director of Rosecrans Behavioral Health in Champaign. But first, disability news for the week of February 12, 2024. The Protecting Healthcare for All Patients Act passed in the U.S. House of Representatives on a party line vote of 211 to 208 last week, which would prohibit federal health programs from using metrics called Quality Adjusted Life Years, or QALYs, that determine whether treatments are justified based on their cost effectiveness. According to a 2019 report from the National Council on Disability, they found evidence that the metrics could be used to discriminate against people with disabilities and recommended that the government take steps to limit their use. Current law does not permit Medicare to use QALYs, but the current bill would expand that prohibition to all federal programs, including Medicaid. Over 90 disability and health advocacy groups are backing the bill, saying that it would apply protections already afforded by the Medicare program to Medicaid and follow through on the recommendations of the National Council on Disability. In a statement, the group said, quote, "It is well documented that use of such measures results in barriers to care that come from assumptions that people with disabilities have a low quality of life and are not worthy of treatment. Therefore, we urge Democrats and Republicans to come together in an act of bipartisanship to pass the bill and to avoid any amendments that would weaken the Affordable Care Act and Inflation Reduction Act protections against the use of QALYs and similar measures," end quote. Democrats and the White House are against the legislation, saying that it would weaken existing protections in the law and be paid for by taking away money from important public health programs. According to Representative Frank Pallone of New Jersey, quote, "Federal law, including the Inflation Reduction Act, already prohibits Medicare from using QALYs in its coverage determination, and state Medicaid programs are required by law to cover all drugs. Instead, H.R. 485 goes further than current law and opens a back door that will be used to bar the use of any value measures by the federal government, and these measures are used by federal agencies such as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and the Department of Veterans Affairs and by states to negotiate fair prices for prescription drugs," end quote. Pallone said he sought to include an amendment clarifying that the bill could not be used to undermine the federal government's efforts to lower prescription drug prices, but the Republicans voted that proposal down. Here's an update on a story from last week. The U.S. Census Bureau will delay changes to the method used to determine the number of Americans with disabilities, which advocates had warned could lead to an undercount. Census Bureau Director Robert Santos said last week that his agency will make no modifications to the disability questions in its American Community Survey for 2025. The agency had reworded its series of six disability questions and added a new question about psychosocial cognitive disability and problems with speech. Disability advocates worked together to object to the changes, warning that the changes could lead to a 40% drop in the count for people with disabilities. And because Census Bureau data is used to determine federal funding allocations and decisions regarding programs for people with disabilities, the consequences could be damaging. More than 12,000 comments were submitted in response to the proposal, most expressing concerns with the changes to the disability questions, according to Santos. Santos also said that plans are currently underway to bring together a variety of stakeholders from the disability community, federal agencies, and others to discuss data needs and data uses surrounding the topic of disability. Zoe Gross, director of advocacy at the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network, said she's relieved that the Census Bureau is not moving forward changes, particularly because the plan was written without consulting the disability community. Gross and other advocates said they're optimistic that with involvement from stakeholders, the process can lead to a more accurate count of the disability community. And finally, a high school music teacher who started an orchestra for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities took home a Grammy last week for her work in developing access to music education. Annie Ray created a parent orchestra allowing about 200 caregivers to learn an instrument along with their children with disabilities. She also started an orchestra program which teaches students with disabilities to play music. Ray, the orchestra director and performing arts department chair at Annandale High School in Virginia, received the Grammy designated for a music educator last week for a significant and lasting contribution to the field of music education. The award was presented to Ray at the Recording Academy's Special Merit Awards ceremony in Los Angeles. She said during an interview backstage at the Grammys, quote, "This award, it's my students' award 100%. They are the coolest kids in the world at Annandale High School," end quote. Ray will receive an honorarium of $10,000 along with another $10,000 for the school's music program. And that's the news for this week.
Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. I'm pleased to have on the phone with me this afternoon Melissa Pappas, who is the executive director of Rosecrans, the primary provider of services for people with mental health difficulties and challenges. And serving a lot of folks in this area. Thank you so much for joining me today, Melissa.
Thank you so much for having me, Vicki.
So why don't we start out by you introducing yourself to the listeners.
My name is Melissa Pappas, and I am the Executive Director of Rosecrans of Central Illinois.
And what I always want to ask people, what brought you to the field of mental health long-term to become an executive director? You've got a lot of experience in the field. Where did it start for you?
I think it started like a lot of individuals where I had some of it within my family and within my close group of individuals in my life. And it began as needing to have a better understanding of how to treat individuals that are experiencing mental health issues, how to provide the best support, and what treatment outcomes will provide the highest quality of life. And that's really what carried me through my professional career.
And, you know, Rosecrans, it's a fairly good-sized agency. How many people do you serve in the area, roughly?
So in the area, we touch a multitude of counties. Mm-hmm. So we serve individuals in Champaign, Ford, Vermilion, Iroquois, and Kankakee. And those are just the areas that are identified as Central Illinois. We also have facilities throughout Northern Illinois, and we have facilities in Iowa and Wisconsin.
Oh, wow.
So we touch, yes, we touch tens of thousands of people each year.
Yeah. And let's kind of go through, if you're willing to do this, to talk specifically about the different types of programs that are offered there. Because I think people have heard of Rosecrans, but maybe don't necessarily, haven't checked into the details of what you all do.
Oh, absolutely. So we are a behavioral health organization, meaning we serve individuals with a variety of needs, mm-hmm. whether it be substance use issues or mental health issues. And we have programs that range from residential treatment for both mental health and substance use. We have housing programs for individuals that have mental health and substance use issues. Rosecrans also provides a continuum of community outreach services that involve case management services or intensive case management services for individuals that have severe mental health issues. And then we also offer the outpatient services that I believe a lot of people are familiar with. So outpatient mental health, outpatient substance use, which involves a lot of group or one-on-one treatment. I think what really is amazing that Rosecrans offers is we also offer psychiatry services for both youth and adolescents. Mm-hmm. And adults. I think that oftentimes one therapy may not be enough for an individual, and we really strive to offer that the people in the community that are struggling with substance use and mental health issues a full continuum of care.
Yeah. And I've heard so often that psychiatry is so hard to come by that it's good to know that Rosecrans has that available. How hard is it for people to get in their foot in the door when it comes to that kind of a service?
So for Rosecrans, we offer walk-in assessments mm-hmm. at our locations in Champaign. We have a location off of Walnut Street. It is 801 North Walnut, where you can walk in at any time 5 days a week and receive an assessment. And based off of that assessment, we are going to match you with the program that will be able to provide you the most treatment for whatever is the most significant issue in your life. Mm-hmm. Right now, our psychiatry services have no wait list, so we are able to accept individuals immediately for psychiatry. However, the client really needs to also be actively participating in our outpatient services to receive psychiatry, because we've really found research shows that it needs to be a holistic approach, that medication is not a cure, and that often that additional support with therapy and case management really provides the best outcomes for the individuals.
Very interesting. And do you also serve people who are dually diagnosed with developmental disabilities and with mental health issues?
We have individuals that have serious mental illness, and often we see some issues with their developmental state. However, we don't necessarily have a specific program, but our range of programs that we do offer here at Rosecrans, we would be able to find the best treatment for them. And if not, we have phenomenal relationships with local community partners that will be able to meet anybody's needs.
Oh, that's very interesting. So you partner with other agencies in the area, and who are those agencies?
So we partner with a lot of agencies for a multitude of needs. Mm-hmm. So we partner or we work with the Pavilion, who provides a lot of detox services for individuals that have severe substance use issues that need detox services before they come into residential treatment. We also partner with Promise Healthcare, and we have a phenomenal relationship with See You at Home and Strides, the homeless shelter here locally. So I think that's really what is phenomenal about Central Illinois, is that these agencies are really coming together to make sure that these populations of individuals are well cared for.
Yeah. So if I'm a parent of a youngster, you know, a teenager, say, that I suspect has mental health concerns, what would be how would I do anything about that? How could I get help for my child?
I think that the best thing to do is to walk in to our Walnut location or to do some research at our website, which is rosecrans.org, mm-hmm. and someone can connect you immediately to complete an assessment for the youth. Getting the individual into treatment is the priority of Rosecrans, and also making sure that the families feel supported throughout that assessment and treatment process.
Yeah. And what are the challenges overall with your agency? I know that, you know, everyone's always talking about how, you know, mental health needs to be better funded and, you know, there's just not enough out there for people. What are the challenges that you're dealing with in that area? Do you think right now that you're getting enough funding for the work that you do?
You know, Vicki, that's a great question. I do think that funding is always going to be a subject of some concern. We really want to expand and be able to meet the needs of the community. But I also think that the individuals in the community's ability to come to treatment has also... We've seen a lot of challenges with that, and that's why Rosecrans has really created a lot of community programs so that we can make sure that we are meeting the client's needs in the community by going to them and delivering services, whether it be in their home, whether it be in the schools, whether it be sometimes at a park. We really want to be able to remove any barriers that may be in place from getting these individuals treatment.
And I would think that, you know, the issue of stigma plays into that as well.
Of course, yes. I think that we have made great strides as a society in regards to the stigma for substance use and mental health issues, but it is still there. And you can see that with people concern with who will find out that I'm coming to treatment, or how will this impact my job, or how will this impact my relationships with my family. And so Rosecrans really works hard at identifying that treatment is providing hope to individuals that are struggling and that deserve to live a fully functioning life. And so a lot of the staff that work here at Rosecrans, you know, we are definitely making sure to play a role in decreasing the stigma that still surrounds mental health and substance use issues.
I would think that certainly plays a role, and also that people often don't understand that this isn't like a disease or an illness that you can't just go one time and get a medication and think that you're done.
Correct. Yes.
So how does it work for the typical person? Getting the assessment first, right? But beyond that.
Correct. So there is a multitude of ways that we get people into treatment. We offer a 24-hour crisis line where we are able to respond to individuals' crisis within the community. People walk in our front door requesting an assessment. Individuals are referred by family members. And once that assessment is completed, we're really looking at the person as a whole and treating the person and not treating the diagnosis, which is huge and something that I'm very proud of to work for Rosecrans, is we are making sure that these people are more than just a diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And after that, our experts who complete the integrated assessment are linking the individuals up with treatment programs that will best be able to provide them with the most relief from their symptoms. And then after that, it's really based on how an individual moves through treatment and how well we are able to meet their needs. And that can be anywhere from 6 months to a few years. And mm-hmm. it's all on an individual basis. There is no cookie cutter program for people that are dealing with substance use and mental health issues.
Does Rosecrans support group therapies, or do you do anything with support groups at all?
Yes. We are a huge supporter of group treatment, and we incorporate that within both our mental health and substance use lines of service. We also encourage AA and NA participation within our substance use line of treatment, our residential program, and our recovery home that is housed at our Moreland site actively participate in NA and AA meetings. Mm-hmm. And we also have opened up our building to have in-person AA and NA meetings from the community. So they're able to come in and use our space as a meeting space.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. And how about for people who don't have money and they don't have insurance, can they still get some services from Rosecrans?
Yes, they can. Rosecrans's mission is to serve individuals where they are at. We offer a program here at Rosecrans that will actually help you obtain benefits. As we know, individuals that have benefits have more doors available for them to be able to receive treatment. And so we have a full-time staff member that is her sole focus, is to make sure individuals have the benefits that they need in order to receive the treatment that they deserve.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that, because I know that people think that, well, they can't do anything about their struggles because they just don't have the money to pay a psychiatrist or psychologist or, you know, the medications and so forth. So that's very encouraging. If you look at the programs that you have, what is the one that is really new and different? Do you have any of those?
We do. So we have a Pathways to Success program, which is a program that was created by the state of Illinois, mm-hmm. That really focuses on wraparound services for youth that have been within the crisis care system. So these youth have experienced some significant crises or difficulty in managing within their environment. And these teams, their job is to provide them with intensive case management services to really help stabilize them within their environment. And also really they're encouraged to utilize kind of different ways to provide that stability. So whether it is a equine therapy, or whether it's the family doesn't have funding for weighted blankets that would help the youth with their anxiety. And this program is designed to be able to obtain those things through special funding in order to stabilize these youths. And it is a phenomenal program that Rosecrans is honored to be able to be a part of, and really trying to provide these families and these children support so they are able to live stably in their environment and decrease their utilization of the crisis system.
So I guess I'm thinking that if you're doing wraparound services for youth and children, that you have to be working fairly closely with school districts as well.
Yes, and Rosecrans has a phenomenal relationship with the school districts. We have our prevention program that is in a multitude of counties that provide prevention services, and we are the crisis care provider in a variety of counties. So we are often going to the schools whenever a youth is in crisis in order to assess them. So yes, we have a close relationship with the school systems, close relationship with the hospitals.
That sounds great. Now, one more question. This might be a tough one, but I want you to think about it for a minute and tell me. If in a perfect world, what else? How would Rosecrans serve the community differently if you had all the money you needed and could do anything that you would like to do that would help?
Wow, that is a really good question. I think that for Rosecrans, I believe that we would want to be able to expand more into the community if we had all of the money and all of the resources. We would want to make sure that we are bolstering our community services, because it is very difficult for individuals that are experiencing substance use and mental health issues to sometimes just get out of bed. And so being able to provide these services in different ways instead of just the office, I think that that is, would be a priority for Rosecrans, as we want to be able to meet the community where they are at and be able to provide them with treatment despite their ability to be able to come into an office.
Yeah, and I would imagine somebody who's got, what is it, agoraphobia, where you don't leave your
right.
home. How do you even begin to treat people who have that kind of a disability?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So if people are interested in more information, or if they would like to talk to somebody about starting services at Rosecrans, what's the best way to go about doing that?
So the best way to go about doing it is visiting our website, www.rosecrans.org, or call 866-330-8729, and you will be connected with somebody that will be able to talk you through the multiple services that we offer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Is there anything I forgot to ask that you'd like to let people know?
I don't think so.
All right, then. Thank you so much for joining me today, Melissa Pappas, Executive Director of Rosecrans, right here in Champaign-Urbana. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This and other episodes of Disability Beat are available at weft.org/public affairs. For updates and information, join our Facebook page at Disability Beat Radio. To share ideas for guests or topics, email Vicki at disabilitybeat@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great rest of your week. This hour of programming is brought to you in part by the listeners of WEFT and by Urbana Acupuncture. Urbana Acupuncture offers safe, gentle, and effective relief for pain and stress while promoting overall health. Urbana Acupuncture, located inside Lincoln Square Mall in downtown Urbana. For more information and scheduling, please visit urbana-acu.com. And you are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. We are community radio for East Central Illinois. And we offer volunteer opportunities for anybody in the community who's interested in becoming a part of WEFT. Have you ever wanted to have your own radio show on WEFT? The next round of Airshifter training is happening at 3 p.m. on Sunday, March 24th. Airshifter is what we call our radio hosts, because you are in charge of your own show. We don't tell you what to do on your show, whether it's a music program or a talk program. WEFT's Airshifter training is a great place to start if you're wanting to learn all about hosting your own program on WEFT. To get in on this next round of training, go to weft.org and download the Airshifter application, or send an email to airshiftertraining@weft.org to get more information. And we would love to have you be a part of the training, just to let us know what things you're interested in hearing on the air, because WEFT is for all of us. And now stay tuned for today's episode of Food Sleuth Radio. Thanks for tuning in.